For most, this might be the signature sound of Super Bowl IV.
Yeah! The Mentor! 65 toss power try! Yeah!
Chiefs head coach Hank Stram, mic'd up by NFL Films, celebrating after running back Mike Garrett scored on the 65 toss power trap. But for some, this is the lasting sound of the 1970 Super Bowl.
4736 Ojai, right now.
Well, that's ridiculous.
North.
Where's Alice from?
Where, right here?
That's Kansas City Mafia boss Nick Civella talking with mobster Frank Tosa, both caught on an FBI wiretap. The wiretap was being monitored by the Organized Crime Strike Force, which was headed by now-retired FBI agent Bill Ousley.
We had no expectation that this is going to lead to the mob boss.
And what investigators heard meant the beginning of the end of the Kansas City mob.
It was like the first harpoon into the beast.
That's author Bonner Menninger, who wrote about the episode in a piece for Kansas City Magazine in 2000. While Minnesota was heavily favored to win, it turns out the hometown fans were betting wildly on the Chiefs. And this was a huge problem for the local mob, who controlled illegal bookmaking.
The mob does not gamble with their money. They don't care who wins or loses. They want an equal amount of bets on one side as on the other side.
Gary Jenkins is a former mob investigator for the Kansas City Police and hosts the podcast Gangland Wire. If the Chiefs won, Civella would lose thousands of dollars. And Jenkins says, the mob hates to lose.
The books were way out of whack, and they were ready to take a bath if Kansas City won, because everybody was betting on Kansas City.
In the end, says former FBI agent Bill Ousley, Civella lost lots more than money.
Other than hearing Nick on the phone and understanding that we were going to be able to indict him, that was the highlight.
The highlight because Civella, Tosa, and the boss's nephew, Tony Ripe Civella, were all indicted for the illegal bookmaking operation. All were convicted in 1977, although Civella got out early after a cancer diagnosis. But it turns out that case wasn't the only connection to illegal gambling for the Chiefs in 1970. Investigators found the phone number of Chiefs star quarterback Len Dawson in the possession of a Detroit gambler named Donald Dice Dawson, no relation to Lenny. The Chiefs quarterback was called in front of a federal grand jury just before the Super Bowl in New Orleans. But retired KCPD Detective Gary Jenkins says he knew Dawson wasn't mobbed up.
I felt bad for him at the time because I knew in my head that, you know, there was nothing wrong with Lenny Dawson.
Ultimately, what brought down the Kansas City mob and organized crime families in other cities was the discovery that they were skimming profits from Vegas casinos. And while the 65 toss power trap may have helped the Chiefs seal a Super Bowl win, it was that $47,360 in hometown bets that was the beginning of the end of the Civella crime family. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.